मेलबर्न में क्वाड विदेश मंत्रियों की बैठक शुरू हो गई है। क्वाड विदेश मंत्रियों की ये चौथी बैठक है और इसमें भारत, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, जापान और अमेरिका के विदेश मंत्री भाग ले रहे हैं। तो सुनिए, भारतीय विदेश मंत्री डॉक्टर एस जयशंकर ने लोगों को क्या बताया।
And I'm really excited to be here because if I were to look at five big relationships which have changed for us very profoundly in the last decade, I would surely put Australia right up there. And it's, when you look at it, it's a little surprising because, you know, we have so much common history, shared traditions, close associations, that you have to ask yourself why, you know, we weren't closer than we are at this point of time. You know, maybe some of it, the responsibility rests with the political leaderships who in the past may not have given the same degree of attention. Perhaps we didn't have the kind of economic interaction which we now hope to do, especially if all goes well, if we can actually conclude a free trade agreement for which your minister today is in Delhi. Perhaps it was also that we didn't have as many students in the past as we do now. And I say that not just to make you happy, but if I were to look at some of the other relationships that have changed, for example, our relationship with the United States, it's been very much driven by the student community, by talent, by mobility, by skills. But the fact is, now things have come together. And I can see a relationship really dramatically changing right in front of my eyes. And when I say changing, it is reflected in a variety of ways. In the fact that our prime ministers talk to each other and deal with each other with a growing frequency. Fact that so many more ministers travel between the two countries, so many more officials do. But most of all for me, at the end of the day, it's really, you know, relationships between countries are those of peoples. So when I see a university like yours, which has so many linkages with Indian institutions, to me, this is really part of the change that is happening. And I would certainly hope that in the coming years, we see much stronger bonds, much broader engagement. And all parts of society have to move if a relationship really has to change, and I believe that is something which is taking place now. There is, of course, the big picture of a changing world, which at one level is more globalized, not just in terms of trade, which is the obvious part of globalization, but globalized in the sense that it's more digital, it is more interpenetrative, it is more interdependent, where in many more ways we are much more deeply connected, and therefore the problems of the world can no longer be separated region-wise or geography-wise. So it's a far more of a shared enterprise. And that's important because for countries which think similarly, which value the same things, a shared enterprise is something which draws you much closer. But it's also a world which is rebalancing. If you were to look at what are the 20 largest economies, I mean, you in fact pretty much use any yardstick of judgment and say, okay, which were the top 20 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and you can see what I mean by rebalancing. I speak to you today on behalf of a country which clearly has moved up the global ladder We are economically today the fifth or sixth largest economy, depending on how you estimate it. In PPP terms, much higher. But it's a country which is preparing for greater contributions, for greater responsibilities, which has bigger interests. I think, Ms. Singh, you referred to our Look East, Act East policies. And India, one of the reasons why today we speak of the Indo-Pacific is that that globalization which I spoke about has brought countries of the Indian Ocean deeper into the Pacific and the Pacific much more into the Indian Ocean. In fact, if you look at India, one of the big corrections in the last 25 years is much more of our economic activity happens to east of India than to the west of India, which is a reversal of a historical trend of more than 100 years. So I today, as we approach the relationship, I do want to give you that sense of a changing world, a world which is also far more closely linked, much more interdependent, and where it's very important for countries like India and Australia not just to serve their national interests, which is completely legitimate, not just to look at their particular regions, but also to look at how, by working together, we can actually, in a sense, discharge our duty or take on those larger responsibilities which make for a better world. So I'm very confident that my discussions today at the Quad and with my Australian counterpart tomorrow would take me in that direction. Thank you very much.
Australian Immigration Minister Alex Hawke ne Dr. S. Jayashankar ka swagat kiya aur kaha.
Today, it's a special privilege to be here with someone of the stature and significance within the Indian government, but also on the world stage that Minister Jayashankar brings. And we're very pleased that his first visit, foreign visit of this year is to Australia. So we really are very grateful and acknowledge you, and we welcome you to Australia. And we welcome the energy and initiative that you're bringing on behalf of India in our region and to the Quad. And the Quad is an important initiative that we've heard about today. We know that our partners in this region are our future. We know that our geostrategic role in the world means that when we look east, we have our alliance with the United States, the bedrock of our security and economic prosperity, and which will remain for a long time to come. But when we look west, we see our future with the Quad, with great countries like India, and we welcome their rise. We welcome the partnership that the Quad brings to the life of this region and the world, and the opportunity that presents us as a country to engage heavily. And I think today, when you hear the questions, when you hear the interest in what India is doing, we know that everything we are doing, our trade, our economy, the things that the government wants to see happen, our security and our regional and cultural responsibilities in a humanitarian sense, belong with countries in the Quad. And when we look forward, I know as Immigration Minister myself, I see the demand for that relationship to increase. I can tell you as Immigration Minister, the greatest demand remains from people from India to come here to work, to study, to invest, to trade, to form those bonds. I know it as Immigration Minister. I think you know it as people of the Australian India diaspora, and we as great countries in this region do know it as well, that this is our future. A great, free, open democracy like India, shared values, shared cultures, and shared future. So when I think about the Australia-India Institute and what you're doing here, it's so important for the future to make sure those connections are in place. At high levels, at mid-levels, we need to make sure politicians are connected with each other. We need to make sure business people are connected with each other. We need to make sure academics are connected with each other. And I thank the Vice-Chancellor and the university here, one of our great prestigious universities, attracting students, yes, from India, yes. We have 150,000 offshore visas waiting to get into the country. I know you're waiting to receive them. You've had a long time to prepare and be ready for them. And in just a few days, you know, the borders are opening yet again for our tourists. But we're seeing more students each week. We're seeing more planes. The number one country returning to Australia, whether it's students, whether it's business visas, and I know whether it'll be tourists will be from India. The demand is higher than ever before, and we look forward to the reconnection of that travel. But today, I just wanted to say on behalf of the Australian government to Minister Jaishankar, to the Modi government, thank you for everything you've done in the pandemic for our region, for the work you've done, for the role you've played for others. You've not just looked after your own population and taken care of the people within, you've also assisted so greatly in the Indo-Pacific throughout the pandemic. And I think that speaks to the role that India is playing now in this region. Whenever there is challenge, whenever there is help, India is there in our region. We partner with them to assist other people and make sure we can provide the maximum assistance. And I think that has brought us all closer together out of a very difficult two-year period. So today, I just say thank you. I say thank you to everybody here in this university, the Australia India Institute. I, as Maria Van Vacker now knows, my mother was born in Greece. And of course, you know, Melbourne is one of the largest Greek cities. But Melbourne, your first visit here, it's been cloudy, but unless it rains, you really won't get the Melbourne experience. I can say that being from Sydney. But 3% of this city is now Australian Indian descent. And it's the fastest growing descent. You've got a long way to overtake the Greeks, I must say. But you're catching up. But we welcome it. We know we're going to see this great diversity increase. We find our number one source country for migrants over so long now from India is one of our best diasporas that comes here. Shared values, great integration, a great success. And then, as you said, Minister Jaishankar, an organic bond that has formed naturally, that continues to evolve naturally, I think will continue to strengthen our relationship. Not just at that people level, but also between governments. Our governments are committed to it. We're here today to talk. We've been talking about the things we can do, not just to make progress, but as the Minister said in his remarks, to make that progress we now need to make to go to the next level. And I can tell you the energy between governments is high. We want to conclude arrangements as fast as we can, you know, within our limits of both of our bureaucracies, but we're both committed to overcoming our bureaucracies, may I say, as a government minister, and delivering progress, real progress, so that we can see this relationship go to the next level. Thank you to the Australia Institute, thank you to the university. We're committed to this relationship. We're going to keep funding initiatives like this. We really do want to see all of you participate, engage, and help us deliver that outcome of taking this economic, social, cultural and security relationship all the way to it that it can possibly be for the good of our region. Thank you.